leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And hook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Just a little bit later than scheduled, but still not as late as yesterday. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you. Some potential scattered thunderstorms here in the area from Zebulon, North Carolina at Five County Stadium. Pushing back first pitch today from 5 o'clock to 5:20. So we get underway with the pregame show just about 15 minutes later than originally scheduled. Sam Jelinek here with you, getting you set for game 5 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Carolina Mudcats. Shorebirds taking yesterday's game after an hour and a half rain delay. Shorebirds bats got to work quickly with a 5-run second inning. Ryan Long threw 6 shutout frames for his first career quality start as he went a career long 6 innings as well. Isaac De Leon had an RBI double, Trenton Craig a 2-run triple, and the Shorebirds relatively coasted to a 6-2 win. With the victory, the Shorebirds have evened the series up at 2 games apiece between the Birds and the Mudcats. They'll try to go for a series lead here today in the penultimate game of the series and the penultimate game prior to the All-Star break, as after tomorrow, Shorebirds won't play again until the following Friday. So the Birds now at 28-56 on the season. They are 7-12 here in the second half. Carolina at 42-43, 8-11 here in the second half. We mentioned it in the recap of last night's game, but Ryan Long was really the star of the show for the Shorebirds. Ryan earned his 4th win of the season. See, through 6 shutout innings, he's been throwing exceptionally well here as of late. So I had a chance to catch up with Ryan prior to today's game, and he's our guest on the pregame show today. So everybody give it up for Shorebirds starting pitcher Ryan Long. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by last night's winning pitcher, Ryan Long. Ryan, career high 6 innings for you, your first ever quality start. You go 6 innings, you don't allow a run, basically 0 base runners from the 2nd through the 6th innings. What allows you, especially in a game that, you know, didn't start on time, it was an hour and a half late, you have to adjust to things like that to then come out and hit your stride pretty early. What goes into that?
Well, there's a lot of things. I think one of them is just having, you know, someone behind the plate that really calls a good game, and that's what happened actually with Manticone. He was really in the game the whole time, and you know, when you have a catcher that's calling a good game from the start and is on the same page as you, that really allows you to start off well. So I really appreciated that. Outside of that, you know, I have a pretty set in place routine, but you know, over the last few outings with, you know, rain coming up, I've learned to be able to adjust it and be a little bit more on the fly with it, and I think that's been helpful in letting me continue to go through all my stuff and feel confident when I get on the mound, but not having to stick to such a rigid schedule when, you know, a game is delayed. So I think those are what helped me feel good from the get-go yesterday.
And it's now back-to-back outings for you that have been really good. 11 innings total, you've allowed just 1 earned run, and we talked about it just right before the interview that it really seems like you've now kind of turned a corner at a really opportune time here, just a little over halfway through the season. What's gone into that?
Well, I think I've started to learn how to pitch with the stuff that I have. I think over the last few outings, my velocity might have been down. And I think the first couple times I saw that, I was just trying to power through it and, you know, throw harder and hope it'll come back. But over the last couple outings, I've learned to rely on some of my off-speed stuff a lot better and get those in the zone, which has then paved way for my fastball to play up. Even if it's not quite as, you know, fast, it's hitting its spots better and has more vertical break to it, which in general just gives it a better overall, makes it a better overall pitch. So I think I've learned how to pitch with my stuff better and better throughout the season, and that's definitely shown in the last 2 outings. I'm hitting my spots a lot better. I'm, you know, sequencing my pitches a lot better. So I feel like I'm pitching out there rather than, you know, sometimes just throwing, which has definitely given me more confidence on the mound.
So many guys have said that that's the biggest adjustment as a pitcher that they have to make once they enter pro baseball, because for a lot of you guys, the success that you had at whatever prior stop that you had before this was probably mostly based off of just being able to blow pitches by guys and a breaking ball that, you know, buckles people's knees. How long did it kind of take you to realize, okay, how do I go about this process of figuring out, fine-tuning what it is I actually do out there?
I think it's been a season-long process so far. I feel like I've had experience of being able to call games in the past and sequence the past. I've been able to do it, but, you know, like you said, pro ball is a whole new level with it. So throughout the season, I think it's been a slow process, but, I mean, I'm starting to get there in terms of, again, like you said, learning how to pitch and how to, you know, not think I can throw this by someone, but rather be confident in setting up a pitch and then executing it. So, yeah, I think it's been a season-long process, but, like, the results are starting to come over the past couple weeks.
Adversity on the mound comes in many different shapes and sizes and forms, and one of the things that I loved was your outing against Salem. The only run he gave up was a solo homer that at first wasn't a solo homer on a pretty questionable initial call, and I really liked how you took it in stride out there. Are you somebody who has always been able to kind of tune out some things that have to do mainly with umpires?
Yeah, I have. Honestly, I found that if you can, you know, treat umpires with respect and, you know, give them the respect that they want, I feel like they, you know, are a lot nicer towards you as well. And I think, you know, umpires are a part of the game that you really don't have control over, so there's no reason to really let it affect you. That's my opinion on it. So, I mean, I try and do my best to let the pass be the pass. If I give up a home run, I give up a home run. It's all right. You move on. If someone makes an error, that's all right. They'll pick you up later with a hit. So I think the biggest thing for me is when I'm right and when I'm in the right headspace, I'm really not letting those things bother me at all and just, you know, getting ready for the next pitch and being able to get out there again.
Given how obvious that home run call, it hit the foul pole, everybody basically knew it. Was it hard on the mound not to immediately, you know, be kind of shocked and try to sell, okay, yeah, no, maybe that was a foul ball and you can, you know, maybe steal one there?
No, I mean, I knew it was a home run. It hit the pole. When a colleague was called foul, I turned to the dugout and looked at Joe and Colin and started laughing a little bit just because, you know, it was quite obvious. At that point, I was like, you know, whatever happens here happens, but in my head, I gave up a home run, and I was ready to move on already, so it didn't really matter what the call was, you know, just whatever it was, just take it in stride and keep going.
Hitting the All-Star break here, how do you assess what the first half of your pro career has been like so far?
I think there's been ups and downs in it, but I've been proud of myself of how I've been able to take lessons from the failure that I've had and really apply it into my next bullpen session, my next start, and, you know, make strides off of it. I think I've improved a lot in the way I think about the game. I think I've improved on my overall conditioning and working on my arm health and all that sort of thing. So I think, you know, while the results have been mixed and I think in general pretty positive, I think in what I've been able to take out of this season so far, or like you said, the first half of my pro career, I mean, I think that's been the biggest thing and has really helped me continue to improve, which is, you know, what this whole level is about, continuing to improve, not just physically, but mentally and, you know, learning more about yourself in the game.
Well, Ryan, congrats again on the great outing last night, and thanks for your time here today.
I appreciate it, Sam.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back here in Zebulon for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, Sam Jelinek here with you. Thanks again to Ryan Long for giving us the time earlier today. Always good to catch up with Ryan. He's forced my hand as of late to have him on the pregame show. That well he's been pitching over the past couple of weeks, but always happy to have Ryan on. But now time for the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups first for the Delmarva Shorebirds. And while Bert Romero leads it off, he'll be playing second base. Elio Prado is out in center. He'll bat second. Frederick Bencozme plays shortstop. He is batting third. Christopher Cespedes is the cleanup man out in right field. Isaac De Leon plays third base, and he'll bat fifth. Trenton Craig out in left field hits sixth, and Roberto Martinez is the DH batting seventh. Wilkin Grullon does the catching, batting eighth, and Aaron Simplicencia plays first base and batting ninth for Juan de los Santos on the mound for the Shorebirds. On the flip side, the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Carolina Mudcats. Hendry Mendez leads it off. He's in right field. Jefferson Caro is the DH. He'll bat second. Oswell Leones is the left fielder, batting third. Hedbert Perez, the cleanup man, he's out in center. Eduardo Garcia is the shortstop, batting fifth for the Mudcats. Alvaris Ferrer, freshly activated off the IL for the Mudcats. He'll bat sixth and play third base. Luis Silva is the first baseman, batting seventh. Jose Cibrian does the catching, batting eighth. And Jeremy Vargas is the second baseman, batting ninth, rounding it out on the mound for Alexander Corneal on the hill for the Mudcats. Again, for Carolina, Mendez, Caro, Leones, Perez, Garcia, Ferrer, Silva, Cibrian, and Vargas. Corneal on the mound for the Mudcats. And for the Shorebirds again, one more time, Romero, Prado, Bencozme, Cespedes, De Leon, Craig, Martinez, Grullon, and Plasencia, with De Los Santos on the hill. Shorebirds in their orange jerseys here for today's game, with Carolina taking on their alternate Copa de la Diversión identity, Los Pescados, which is just Spanish for Mudcat. Fits pretty well. So Los Pescados de Carolina taking on the Delmarva Shorebirds here on Saturday night from Zebulon. Pescados have taken the field, so we'll go ahead and step aside one final time. On the other side of this break, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Zebulon, North Carolina, here at Five County Stadium. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Sam Jelinek here with you. Game 5 of 6 between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats here on this Saturday evening. Getting underway about 20 minutes late after some potential rain in the area forced us to just take cover for just a little bit. but not too long a wait, and hopefully Shorebirds will make it worth the wait and take a series lead here tonight. Delmarva and Carolina tied at two games apiece here in this six-game series. Shorebirds trying to take the final three here in the series for their second consecutive series win. Alexander Corneal will try to stop them. He is on the mound for the Mudcats here today. Corneal making his 13th start. He is 4-7 with a 3.80 ERA, 17th appearance overall. 68 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 83 but walked 43. 56 hits, 39 runs, 29 of them earned. He has allowed 8 homers and hit 5 batters. He's on the bump for the Mudcats, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. As Oswell Leona is out in left field, Hedbert Perez is out in center, Hendry Mendez is in right. Alberis Ferrer over at third base, his first start since being activated off the IL for the Mudcats. Eduardo Garcia plays shortstop, Jeremy Vargas over at second. Luis Silva is at first base, and Jose Cibrian does the catching for Corneal. Right-handed pitcher, 6 feet 2, 180 pounds, out on the mound. First to face him is Noelbert Romero, as Luis Valdez gets a rare day off here today. Valdez has been playing exceedingly well, but gotta rest those legs sometimes. Carolina League leader in steals. Sits on the bench today, and Romero hits out of the leadoff spot. Mentioned in the pregame show, Carolina in their Copa de la Diversión identity, Los Pescados de Carolina. It's a pink base jersey with teal sleeves. It says Pescados across the front, and then the hat tricolored, white on the front, teal on the back, and then pink on the bill. Shorebirds wearing their alternate orange tops with Shorebirds in black across the front. Corneal into his wine in the first pitch of the game. Romero lines it out to deep right field, chasing Mendez back right in front of the warning track. He plucks it out of the air for the first out here in the ballgame. Romero hit it hard, but Mendez alert out and right on the first pitch of the game. And just like that, there's one away. Brings up Elio Prado, one out, nobody on. Prado hitting second for the third straight game. The pitch home. It's a fastball down the middle for strike one. Prado hitting 227. OPS at 650. One homer, 11 driven in the pitch. He swings and chops it out to second on the third high hop. Vargas has it, throws to first, and retires Prado, and three pitches into the first inning, there's two away. Two up, two down. That brings up Frederick Benkozme. Shorebird's shortstop was the only player not to get a base hit in yesterday's game. First pitch. Benkozme takes a fastball at the top of the zone for strike one. Scoreless game, top of the first. Two up, two down for the Shorebirds with Benkozme hitting now. Corneal's 0-1. Breaking ball just a little low. And the count's even at a ball and a strike. Frederick going hitless last night, snapped a four-game hitting streak for him. Still batting 352, though. Takes a backdoor breaking ball in the outside corner, and the count's a ball and two strikes. Corneal working very efficiently here in the first, and time called, Benkozme steps out. Frederick did walk last night. The pitch misses up and away. A fastball can't find the zone, and the count's even at two. Corneal, high black sox, third base side of the rubber, the pitch. And Benkozme lines it the other way, and that's into left field for a base hit. Just a good piece of hitting from Frederick Benkozme. Soswell Leonis gets it in from left, and Benkozme throws a little wrench into Corneal's plans for a sub-10 pitch first inning. The line drive single the other way. Brings up the cleanup man, Christopher Cespedes. The first pitch to him is a fastball swung on and missed. 91 at the top of the zone. Strike one. Benkozme at first can be aggressive on the base paths. It's 5-for-8 in stolen bases. Cespedes opens stance from the right side. The pitch. Fastball just off the outside corner. Ball into strike. The pitch. Cespedes swings and pops it up into shallow right. towards the alley. The right fielder Mendez gets under it and puts it away for the final out here in the first. Shorebirds get a two-out single from Ben Cosme. But Cornille able to work around it, strand him aboard, and top of the first is over. On to the bottom of the first, it's Delmarva nothing, Carolina coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Shorebirds strand a man aboard in the top of the first, so on to the bottom of the first in a scoreless game. Juan de Los Santos takes the hill for the Shorebirds against the Pescados de Carolina, the Mudcats, Spanish language identity here. De Los Santos, right-handed pitcher, works from the first base side of the rubber into his wind. His first pitch to Henry Mendez misses down and away for ball one. De Los Santos making his 16th start, 17th appearance overall. Winds and fires the 1-0. Fastball just off the outside corner again for ball two. Mendez, Caro, and Leona is here in the first for the Mudcats. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses up and away, and De Los Santos with three straight wide ones to begin his night. By this point in the top of the first on three pitches, Alexander Cornille already had two outs. 3-0. Fastball swung on and lined to short, but right at Ben Cosme for the first out here in the bottom of the first. Not exactly how Juan de Los Santos drew up starting off his game. Missed with the first three, give up a rocket right at the shortstop Ben Cosme, and was able to put it away. That's the first out here in the bottom of the first. Brings up Jefferson Caro, right-handed batter. In the first pitch, he swings through it. Fastball in 95 for strike one. The pitch swung on and fouled back, and the count's quickly 0-2. De Los Santos 2-7 with a 4.19 ERA so far this season. 62 and a third innings, has struck out 72, walked 29. 6'3", 250 pounds is 0-2. And Caro lines it the other way right in front of the Shorebirds bullpen, first base side. Count remains at 0-2. De Los Santos currently actually came into the game at an inning and a third. Consecutive scoreless inning streak. He's already extended that by a third of an inning, now up to 8 2/3. His past three outings have all been scoreless. 0-2. Fastball misses high. And the count's a ball and two strikes. Last time out for De Los Santos was July the 10th, second game of the doubleheader against Salem. He spearheaded the first Shorebird shutout of the season. 1-2. Fastball just off the outside corner. De Los Santos doesn't get the call, and the count's even at 2. Scoreless game, bottom of the first. Jefferson Caro, the DH, standing in for the Mudcats. 2-2. Breaking ball down the dirt. Caro not interested in that one. And the count's now full. Caro on the season hitting 255, 710 OPS, 6 homers, 34 driven in. Had yesterday off after being ejected back on Thursday night. The pitch. Fastball is down and away for ball four, and Caro able to work from 0-2 all the way into a walk. Here with one away.
For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics Joint Replacement Partner of Minor League Baseball.
De Los Santos has seen his innings taper off recently, and that's by design by the Orioles. As De Los Santos, prior to his two-start week at Salem in the middle of June, was top five in the Carolina League in innings pitched, which for a 19-year-old was exceptional. Now obviously 20. First pitch to Oswell Leones is a fastball into the knees for strike one. And at first, one out for Leones, left-handed batter. Hitting 213, 597 OPS, two homers and 20 driven in. De Los Santos, letter high set. Here's the pitch, runner goes, and it's swung on and lined back up the middle. On one hop, Ben Cosme has it, spins and throws to first, and it's wide, right into the Shorebirds' dugout. And because I believe Caro was already at second, he should be given home. And that's what Victor Estevez, the Mudcats manager, is arguing here. And he's gotten Charlie Whelan to go and talk with Jalen Goodman. And we'll see if that's the result. It was a fine play by Ben Cosme. He was going to cover the bag at second. A one-hop liner right on top of the bag. He had to reach out to his left, grabbed it. Spun and threw wildly, though. Umpires converse, and Caro is granted home plate.
Let the Scottos go safe at home with the Mosquito Shield. Call them today for your mosquito tick problem, because life is better outside.
So the error scores the first run of the game for the Mudcats. It's going to be just a straight E6 on Ben Cosme, allowing Leones to reach and then allowing Caro to score. Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. has a few words with the home plate umpire, trying to figure out what just happened. But I think, in all honesty, the umpires got it correct there. So now a man at second and one out for the Mudcats. Already up 1-0, and here's the cleanup man, Hedbert Perez. De Los Santos, as he's coming set, steps off. So De Los still hasn't allowed an earned run, and now the catcher, Grunion, has to go out to the mound to talk with De Los Santos. They're not on the same page signs-wise. This is the first run that De Los Santos has allowed, earned or unearned, since back on June the 19th against Salem. That was a terrible two-start week for De Los as he went just 4 1/3, allowing 9 runs total. Here's the pitch. Mendez swings and misses, fastball up and away. No balls, one strike. Perez hitting cleanup for the Mudcats, hitting 216. 656 OPS, 10 homers, 35 driven in. Pitch home. Swung on and chopped towards the whole right side. Diving for it, Romero. It hits off his glove and on into right, a base hit. Scoring from second, Leones, and aboard at first with an RBI single is Hedbert Perez. And the Mudcats have a 2-0 lead here in the first. So the Mudcats taking full advantage of the throwing error here in the first inning, score the first run on the error, and then Leones, who reached on the error, comes in to score on Perez's RBI single. First pitch now to Eduardo Garcia. Fastball outside for ball one at 97 from De Los Santos. Garcia, 8 homers, 43 driven in, another right-handed hitter. 268 average. Pitch home. He swings and pops it up down the right field line, shallow. Second baseman Romero out. Right fielder Cespedes comes in and calls him off for the second out here in the first. Alberez Ferrer Ferreira activated off the IL a couple of days ago by the Mudcats. 27 games played total this season, hitting just a buck 61. 600 OPS, 4 homers, 18 driven in. Right-handed hitter, he swings at the first pitch and skies it out to center, chases Prado back a step. Center fielder camps under it and puts it away for the final out here in the first. Mudcats score two on just one hit, taking advantage of a walk and an error to score the game's first runs. On to the second, it's Carolina 2, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Twists and turns that it has in store. Is this the little moments where I show how much we care? With so much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second, Shorebirds in an early hole against the Mudcats here from Zebulon. It's Mudcats 2 and the Shorebirds nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on a hot and muggy Saturday evening from just outside the Triangle in North Carolina. Isaac De Leon leads it off for the Shorebirds against Alexander Corneal. He needed just 11 pitches to throw a scoreless first. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Birds. De Leon leads it off from the right side in the first pitch home. He swings and fouls it back over the netting for strike one. De Leon with the two-hit game last night, a single and an RBI double, went 2-for-4. Swings at the 0-1 here and laces it down the left field line. I'll drop in for a hit towards the corner. Left fielder Leones picks it up on a hop, throws it into second, and De Leon stops at first with a leadoff single here in the second. Second hit of the game for the Shorebirds, both singles off of Corneal. Ben Cosme singled with two outs in the first, was stranded there. Brings up Trenton Craig. First pitch to him. It's a fastball on the outside, just off the outside corner, actually, for ball one. Craig had one of the bigger hits in last night's game. 1-0. Craig takes up high for ball two. Craig blistered a two-run triple to get the scoring started in the second inning of yesterday's game. The Shorebirds strung together six hits for 5 runs in the second. 2-0. Craig late on the fastball, swings and misses. 2 balls, 1 strike. Middle infield at double play depth. Corneal the set. Here's the pitch. And Craig looks at one down and away. Fastball missing the zone. 3 balls, 1 strike. De Leon at first, nobody out, top of the second. Corneal ready, the pitch. And Craig swings and drives one high in the air to deep right center. Perez back into the gap. The center fielder and right fielder collide. And Perez dropped the baseball. De Leon around second. He's making his way for third. Here's the throw. It's not in time. De Leon in with a headlong dive. Craig standing at second, and still on a knee out in right center is Henry Mendez, the right fielder. He finally gets up, and we'll see how they score that one. Whether or not Craig will get credit for a double or not, ball was driven well into the right center field gap, and Perez and Mendez collided. and the ball hit the turf. And they've granted a double to Trenton Craig. For Trenton, it's his fourth or sixth double of the season, his second this week. So second and third, and now a balk. Corneal flinched on the mound, and De Leon's been granted home. And that's how the Shorebirds score their first run of the game. Absolutely wild sequence here from Zebulon getting the Shorebirds on the board. First pitch, Roberto Martinez misses high for ball one. So a balk scores De Leon after Craig doubles to right center with the outfielders colliding. 1-0. Martinez takes off the outside edge. 2-0. Martinez DHing today for the Shorebirds. A switch hitter batting left. One homer, six driven in. He's doubled three times this week, the pitch. He swings and chops it foul, first base side. Two balls, one strike. Infield comes in for the Mudcats. The pitch. And Martinez out in front again. Rolls one foul, first base side. Two balls, two strikes. Martinez hitting seventh. Corneal wasting no time, comes set. At the belt, the pitch. And Martinez checks his swing. Lays off a fastball, dancing off the outside corner. And the count's full. Craig, the tying run at third. Nobody out on top of the second. Corneal's pitch. And Martinez ropes one deep down the right field line. That's a fair ball as it hits off the sidewall and stays in play. Craig comes in to score. Into second goes Martinez with his fourth double of the week. And the Shorebirds have tied it at two. That was very close to not being a fair ball. And I think the entire Mudcats infield, as well as the crowd, thinks that was a foul ball. The Mudcats had basically an identical call go against them earlier this week. And home plate umpire that time was again Charlie Welling, as the pitching coach for the Mudcats, Drew Thomas, makes his way out to the mound. The Shorebirds have tied this game at two here in the second with three straight hits to open the inning. So for Martinez, his fourth double of the week, his sixth on the season. Seventh RBI of the year as well. But we mentioned it earlier this week that the right field line, both the right and left field lines down the corner, are super strange here in Zebulon, in that the sidewall comes right up against the foul line. So for a ball to actually stay in play and be fair, well, it has to be, essentially, if it goes over the wall or hits off the wall, it has to be a foul ball. That baseball was tucked right in the corner. Very tough to see. But for the Shorebirds, it ties the game at two. That brings up Wilkin Grullion, the catcher. First pitch. Grullion way late on the fastball. Swings and misses for strike one. Game now tied at two here in the top of the second. Grullion from the right side, a deep squat at the plate. Corneal's pitch. Grullion takes a breaking ball down and away. One ball, one strike. Grullion had last night off, but had the biggest hit in the game back on Thursday for the Shorebirds. The pitch. Grullion swings and skies it behind home plate. Catcher Cibrian out of the squat. Throws the mask and is called off at the last second by the third baseman, Alberis Ferrer. Ferrer came crashing down the line and right behind home plate, just in the grass. Ferrer, the third baseman, is the one to make the catch. So it was nearly another collision for the Mudcats, as remember, that was how Craig reached, with the center fielder and right fielder colliding, resulting in his double. So the first out of the inning finally recorded for the Mudcats. It brings up the 9-0 hitter, Aronson Placencia, playing first base for the first time this season. Takes a first pitch fastball in at the knees for strike one. Game now tied at two here in the top of the second. Shorebirds, three straight hits to open the frame. Single, double, double. Throw a balk in as well. Game's now tied. The pitch. Plasencia swings and fouls it back. No balls, two strikes. Aronson playing for the second time this week. He went 0 for 3 back on Tuesday. Now 5 for 32 with the Shorebirds this season. Open stands from the right side. Here's the pitch. Misses up and away. One ball, two strikes. Well, this isn't good. A fire alarm has just gone off. Here's the pitch. Plasencia checks his swing, but he went around, as evidently he's heeding the evacuation call to get out of here. What in the world's going on? Oh, no. And everybody on the field is trying to figure out whether or not we're supposed to still be playing right now. Nobody in the crowd's moving. And now finally the home plate umpire Charlie Welling is meeting with the Mudcats manager Victor Estevez to determine what in the world we're supposed to be doing right now. There's no smoke. There's no fire. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Also, strangely, it says an emergency has been reported, not a fire. Strobe lights are still going off. The beeping's finally stopped, as well as the slightly annoying voice. Oh, I guess we're going to play on. The strobe lights are still going off. There's two outs here in the second. The game's tied at two. Leadoff man Albert Romero stands in. Back to the action. The first pitch to Noelbert misses down low for ball one. So I'm not sure whether or not it's affecting any of the players, and we'll see if it ends up doing so. But around the stadium, there are a series of emergency lights that right now are flashing. Strobe lights, basically. The 1-0. Romero swings and pops it up out of play first base side. 1-1. And thankfully right now, since we had a 5:20 start time tonight, sun isn't even going to be setting for another 2 hours. So the lights, I don't think, are too noticeable down the field. But where we are in the press box right now, there's a fire alarm still going off in my booth. The pitch. Romero swings and misses through a fastball up and in. One ball, two strikes. The emergency right now is from the Mudcats on the field. They've coughed up a two-run lead here in the second. Tied at two. Martinez at second. Two outs. And Romero with a 1-2 count now calls time and steps out. Oh, there we go. Lights have finally gone off. That was getting a little annoying. 1-2 on Romero. Cornille ready, looks to second. Here's the pitch. And Romero foul tips it off the catcher, Cibrian, able to stay alive. So this game's had a little bit of everything. Questionable calls, fire alarm, delayed start, a balk, and a tie game here in the second. Man at second, two outs. Cornille's pitch, and Romero chops it towards the whole left side on the back end. The shortstop Garcia fields, flings across, and retires Romero for the final out here in the second. Shorebirds scored two times, though. A balk and an RBI double for Roberto Martinez ties the game at 2-2. Here, as we go to the bottom of the second on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Block Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty ultimate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Block Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Current plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to shorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second here from Zebulon. It's a tie game, 2-2 between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats here on Saturday night. 7-8-9 due up for Carolina against Juan de los Santos, trying to bounce back from a two-run first. The righty into his wind, and his first pitch fastball is down the middle to strike one to Luis Silva. Silva, the first baseman for the Mudcats, batting from the right side. Taylor's the rock and the pitch. It swung on and drilled out to deep right field, chasing Cespedes back a couple of steps. Settles up, though, in front of the warning track and puts it away for the first out here in the second. Okay, the defensive alignment now for the Shorebirds. Never got it to you in the first inning. Left to right in the outfield, Craig in left, Prado in center, Cespedes in right. Dave Leones at third, Ben Cosme at short, Romero at second, Palacencia at first, and Wilkin Grullon does the catching. First pitch to Jose Cibrian, the Mudcats catcher, is a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Shorebirds and Mudcats tied at two here in the bottom of the second. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, foul tip, held on to by Grullon. 96 up in the zone from De Los Santos. 0-2. Cibrian hitting 238 with a 640 OPS. One homer, 15 driven in. Swings at the 0-2 and fouls it back. 95 at the top of the zone. Able to stay alive. Cibrian had an all-important at-bat in the walk-off win for the Mudcats back on Friday night, or Thursday night, beg your pardon. The pitch. Slider is down and away. One ball, two strikes. He came into the game for an ejected Jefferson Caro, and then in the ninth, with one out, was able to work a walk after being down 0-2. 1-2. He swings and sprays it out of play, first base side. One ball, two strikes. Cibrian worked the walk and then came around to score the game-tying run in that ninth inning. The Mudcats ended up walking it off 7-6. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the second. 1-2. Fastball up and in, almost sounded like it nicked Cibrian. Evidently, he got out of the way, though. It's in tight on his hands. Count moves to even. Shorebirds and Mudcats all square at two. Bottom of the second. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball is down the dirt, and the count's full. So De Los Santos sees his string of 8 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings come to a close here today. Gave up two in the first, but looking for a bounce back second. The pitch. Fastball misses down and in for ball four. He loses Cibrian after being ahead of the count 0-2. 97, missing down and in. At this point in the season, De Los Santos now at over 63 innings. Through all of 44 and two-thirds last year, which tied his career output to that point. Here's Jeremy Vargas, nine-hole hitter, takes a rip at the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. And the standard rule of thumb with most young pitchers is when you're increasing workload, you look for about 30% more every year. So 30% of 44 really isn't all that too much. The pitch off the outside corner, it's 1-1. So De Los Santos probably ticketed at best. An aggressive number would be about 80 innings right now. Now nearly double his output from last year. Pitch home. Misses outside. Grullon tries to snap it through to first but loses the handle. And the count's 2-1. Vargas, the second baseman, hitting ninth. 186 average, 582 OPS. Three homers and 24 driven in. A throw over to first and back in standing is Cibrian. Placencia playing first base for the first time with the Shorebirds this season. That's really been a revolving door for Delmarva ever since Josue Cruz was released. Ryan Higgins has spent some time there, Isaac De Leon. Berto Martinez as well, the 2-1. Swung on and flown down the right field line, slicing out of play. That's where it lands in the third row of seats. Vargas, just 19 years old, turned 19 at the start of the season for the Mudcats in Maracay, Venezuela. Middle infield at double play depth. Tied at 2, bottom of the second, the pitch. Fastball misses up and away, and the count's full. And that's really been the issue for De Los Santos today. He's been getting ahead of hitters. He just has not been able to put them away, which is very unlike De Los Santos. Came in with 72 strikeouts in 62 innings. 3-2, runner goes from first, and the fastball's high for ball four. So back-to-back walks here in the second with one away. Back-to-back walks, never ideal, but when they're against the 8 and 9 hole hitters, even less so. Lineup flips the top for Henry Mendez now. Lined to short his first time up, took a hack at a 3-0 pitch and scorched it. Just ran at Ben Cosme. First pitch to him. He swings and fouls it back and out of play. Strike one. Like we talked about yesterday after the Shorebirds 5-run second, Ryan Long then threw a shutdown inning, kept the momentum for Delmarva. Can De Los Santos do it here in the second today? The pitch. Mendez takes a changeup up and away. 1-1. Two on, two out. Shorebirds just scored two in the top of the second to tie the game. Hate to give the lead right back to the Mudcats. De Los Santos high set the pitch. Mendez takes a slider down at the, or fastball down at the knees. 2-2. Outfield shades Mendez just a touch the other way. Square stance from the left side, the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away. And the count's even at 2. Mendez was 1-for-4 last night, but might have been his base-running blunder that really saved the game for the Shorebirds in the first inning. He's got thrown out at third. 2-2. Mendez hits a chopper towards the third base bag. Behind the bag, De Leon gloves it, takes it to the base himself to retire Cibrian in the force out, and that's all he gets. So that was a weird in-betweener for De Leon. Wanted to charge in on it, but with the bag in the way, waited back on it. Took the out at third, and that's all. So Vargas up to second, Mendez now at first on the fielder's choice. That brings up Jefferson Caro, who walked his first time up. Right-handed batter, first and second, two outs now. Tied at 2, bottom of the second. The pitch. Caro swings and fouls it straight off the mask of Grullon. Got his bell rung. Strike one. Caro, 6 homers and 34 driven in. Just 1-for-3 back on Thursday before being ejected. Hitting 255. 0-1. He swings and lines it into left field. That's a base hit. Getting the wave around third. Here comes Vargas. The throw comes all the way into the plate, but it's not in time. As Vargas scores standing, and Carroll aboard at first with an RBI single, gives the Mudcats the lead back. It's Carolina 3 and Delmarva 2 here in the last of the second. Mendez only goes to second, which is surprising because Craig airmailed that throw to the plate. Pretty easy to see the arc out of his hands. Would have expected Mendez and Vargas, and the hitter Caro to both take an extra 90 feet. But they stay put for Oswell Leones digging in. Left-handed hitter in the first pitch. He swings and shoots one high in the air to shallow center. Center fielder Prado comes in, gets under it, and puts it away for the final out. Here in the second, Mudcats get the lead back, though, an RBI single with two outs for Jefferson Caro. On to the third, it's Carolina 3, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Shorebirds trail the Mudcats again at the start of the top of the third. It's Carolina 3, Delmarva 2. Shorebirds tied it at 2 in the top of the second, but Jefferson Caro with an RBI single for the Mudcats in the bottom of the second, giving the Mudcats the lead right back. So 3-2 Carolina as we begin the top of the third. Elio Prado leads it off for the Shorebirds against Alexander Corneal, and the first pitch fastball makes him jump back and out of the way for ball one. Prado grounded to second his first time up. Hitting out of the 2-hole for the Shorebirds today. Corneal the righty, cranks and fires, and the fastball is in at the letters on the inside corner, 1-1. Prado having himself a pretty productive week in his first homer with the Shorebirds back on Tuesday. The 1-1 is swung on and foul tipped, held onto by Cibrian, 1-2. Shorebirds looking to take a 3-2 series lead into the finale tomorrow. The pitch. Prado swings and pops it up back behind home. First base side, the first baseman Selva calling for it. And in front of the Shorebirds dugout, he puts it away for the first out here in the third. Brings up the Shorebirds shortstop, Frederick Benkosme, who after being held without a hit yesterday, the only Shorebird in the lineup not to get a base knock. Singled his first time up today. Can't hold Freddie base knocks down too long. First pitch to him is a breaking ball off the outside corner. 1-0. One out, nobody on for Freddie. Shorebirds down 3-2, top of the third. The wind and the pitch. Benkosme fouls it straight back. And the count's level at 1. Third baseman Ferrer, a couple steps off the line. So the pitch comes home. Benkosme drops down a bunt towards third. Charging in, Ferrer fields with the bare hand, throws to first, and it's not in time. Another bunt base hit for Benkosme, his second of the week. He's 2-for-2 tonight, yet another multi-hit game for Freddie Base Knox. And the Shorebirds, the tying run on board here with one out in the third. Right before the pitch, I noticed myself, Ferrer, who had been playing in on the grass, was suddenly playing back of the bag and off of the line. Benkosme takes advantage, drops down a bunt. Now the first pitch to Christopher Cespedes is a fastball down the middle for strike one. Cespedes fly to right his first time up. Now 2-for-9 with the Shorebirds. 0-1. Cespedes takes a fastball high. One ball, one strike. Open stance from the right side. Middle infield back at double play depth. And a throw over to first is airmailed by the bag and off the right field sidewall. Benkosme gets up off the deck and advances to second. The second baseman Vargas goes and retrieves the errant throw. It's an error on Corneal. And Van Cosme now in scoring position with one out for Cespedes. Just all around on both sides, it's been a very discombobulated game to this point. And now Corneal steps off. And technically that's the second pickoff move from Corneal there because the at-bat is still ongoing. Van Cosme at second the pitch. Fastball misses in, nearly hits Cespedes on the front hip. And the count's 2-1. Shorebirds down a run, top of the third. Chance to tie the game. Cespedes takes a breaking ball that snaps onto the outer half. And the count's 2-2. Break-even pitch, and Cespedes fouls it back and out of play. Able to stay alive. A little bit of cloud cover still overhead as we're playing in overcast skies right now. Hot and muggy, mid-80s. Humidity ratcheted up to around 70%. 2-2. Cespedes swings and skies it into shallow center. Center fielder Perez races in, makes the call, and the catch for the second out here in the third.
The third baseman, Isaac De Leon.
So Ben Cosme has to stay put at second, and that brings up the third baseman, Isaac De Leon. Singled into left his first time up. Mudcats got a two-out RBI single in the second to tie or to give them the lead back. Shorebirds looking for one of their own to answer and tie the game here in the third. Corneal ready the pitch, and De Leon swings through the first pitch off speed, up in the zone. Took a pretty good hack at it. 0-1, De Leon, a two-hit game yesterday. Trying to follow up on it here today. 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Ben Cosme at second, two outs, top of the third. Shorebirds down to the Mudcats, 3-2. Corneal readies up at the belt, kicks and throws, and De Leon takes high. One ball, two strikes. De Leon waves the bat out at Corneal, open stance from the right side. Corneal square on the rubber, comes set. Looks to second once, now the pitch, and De Leon a chopper down the third baseline. Back of the bag, the third baseman Ferreira fields, and fires a strike to first to retire De Leon for the final out here in the third. That was a great throw from Alberis Ferrer, and the Shorebirds strand the tie run out at second here in the third. On to the bottom of the third, it's Carolina 3, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
You might be buzzed when you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your...
Bottom of the third here from Zebulon, and the first pitch is crushed high off the right field wall, but Perez, not busting it out of the box, has just a single. Hedbert Perez led off the frame with a moonshot to right, but it hit high off the right field wall, and Perez, admiring his work, is held to just a leadoff single. Shorebirds and Mudcats here in the bottom of the third. It's Carolina 3, Delmarva 2. Perez at first, the cleanup man with a leadoff single. Large lead in the first pitch now to Eduardo Garcia. This is down and away for ball one. Juan de los Santos back out for the third right now at 42 pitches. Joel Benitez is already warming out in the Shorebirds bullpen. De los Santos high sent the pitch, and the fastball misses high for ball two. Garcia fly to right his first time up. Perez at first, nobody out, bottom of the third. Middle infield at double play depth, the pitch. Breaking ball, can't get the call. Just off the outside corner. 3-0. De Los Santos has already walked three in the game. He hasn't struck anybody out. He's given up three hits. 3-0. It's a breaking ball down and away, ball four. Can't remember the last time De Los Santos threw a 3-0 breaking ball. But he walks Garcia, and the first two are on here to begin the bottom of the third. 4th walk issued by De Los Santos that ties his career high. That brings up Alberis Ferrer. Fly to center his first time up. Right-handed hitter, the pitch. Fastball is down the middle, right down the heart for strike one. Ferrer, the third baseman, hitting 6th. 1st and 2nd, nobody out for the Mudcats. Bottom half of the third, the pitch. He swings and pops it up on the infield. Behind the mound, infield fly rule called, and the second baseman, Romero, makes the catch for the first out here in the third.
The first baseman, Luis Silva.
So De Los Santos hasn't been allowed to go over 50 pitches since back on June the 19th. Nearly a month later, he's at 48 right here. Can he find a way out of the third? 1st and 2nd, we're now 1 out. And the batter, Luis Silva, the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in. 1 ball, no strikes. Shorebirds already down 3-2 here in the bottom of the third to the Mudcats. Silva from the right side, open stance. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider gets by him. De Los Santos hung that one a little. So a ball and a strike on Garcia, or Silva, beg your pardon. Hitting 172, no homers, 9 driven in. The pitch, he swings, it's a weak tapper down the third baseline. De Leon charges, fields, throws, and gets Silva with a dandy of a play. Runners advance to 2nd and 3rd, but the 2nd out of the inning recorded on a fine defensive showing by Isaac De Leon. We've seen De Leon botch that play many a time this season. Right there, though, he's able to make it and looked very smooth. So now 2nd and 3rd, 2 outs, and the catcher, Jose Cibrian, hits. 8-hole hitter. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Cibrian swings, hits a chopper to 2nd. On the 3rd high hop, Romero has it charging in and throws to 1st to retire Cibrian. And Juan de los Santos able to spin his way out of the jam. Strands 2 in scoring position here in the 3rd. On to the 4th. Delmarva trails the Mudcats 3-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We didn't start the fire. It takes us into the top of the fourth here from Zebulon, North Carolina. That is a song that I have not heard enough here at a ballpark this summer. Anyways, the Shorebirds trail the Mudcats 3-2 here at the start of the fourth. The first pitch to Trenton Craig is fouled straight back for strike one from Alexander Corneal. And that's how the fourth inning begins. Juan de los Santos looks like he's done after three innings. The 0-1 to Craig fouls it straight back. It's 0-2. De los has right now allowed three runs on three hits, four walks. Not his sharpest tonight. He had good stuff, just no command. The pitch. Craig takes inside, nearly got him on the shoulder. And the count's 1-2. 6-7-8 for the Birds here in the fourth against Alexander Corneal. Craig doubled his first time up with a little help. The pitch. He swings, it's a high chopper to short, waiting back on it. Garcia fields on the backhand and throws to first to retire Craig for the first down here in the fourth. Brings up Roberto Martinez. He, you guessed it, doubled his first time up, his fourth double of the week. He came in this week with just two doubles on the season. Switch hitter bats left in the first pitch. He swings and breaks his bat on a one-hopper back to the mound. Corneal gloves and flips to first to retire Martinez. And just like that, there's two away here in the fourth. Nice little athletic play by Corneal as well, reaching out to his left, a little jump. And that brings up the catcher, Wilkin Grullón, hitting eighth. He popped out in foul territory behind home to the third baseman. His first time up. First pitch home, misses high and tight with a fastball. 1-0. Alejandro Mendez is warming out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Would be his first appearance of the week. 1-0. Breaking ball is down the middle, and the count's even on Grullón. Wilkin with a three-run game-tying homer back in the seventh on Thursday night. 1-1. Slider misses outside for ball two. That homer snapped an 0-for-15 run that Wilkin was stuck in. Now hitting 256 with an 835 OPS. Two outs, nobody on for him. Shorebirds down 3-2. The pitch. Grullón with a massive hack. Fouls it straight back. And the count's even at two. So 2-2 on Grullón with shadows now covering the plate, the mound, and sunshine. Here's the pitch. And Grullón takes just a shade high with the fastball. And the count's full 3-2. Payoff pitch. And Grullón fouls it back, able to stay alive. Two outs, nobody on for Grullón, top of the fourth. 3-2 again, and Grullón swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball. Down on strikes for the final out here in the fourth. Shorebirds down 1-2-3. On to the bottom of the fourth, it's Carolina 3, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July when the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the fourth here from Zebulon. It's the Carolina Mudcats 3 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 2. Sam Gelinek with you along for the ride here on this extremely muggy Saturday evening. Alejandro Mendez takes over on the mound for Juan de los Santos on this TechNet call to the bullpen. De los Santos right now on the hook for the loss, goes three innings, allows three runs, one earned, three hits, four walks, and doesn't strike anybody out. Would be his eighth loss of the season. First pitch from Mendez to Jeremy Vargas is a fastball in for strike one. Mendez, with his first appearance of the week, is 15th of the season. No record, a 9.27 ERA, and the 0-1 is floated back in the middle on a couple of hops, fielded in shallow center by the shortstop Ben Cosme. He spins and puts the ball just in his back pocket. As safely aboard at first is Vargas with a bleeder single into center. Ben Cosme showing off the range just to get to that baseball, but didn't have a chance to make a play. So Vargas aboard to kick off the fourth, and now to the top of the order, and Hendry Mendez. The pitch. Fastball misses high and outside for ball one. Mendez 0-2 has lined to short and hit into a fielder's choice. Runner at first, nobody out. Mudcats 3, Shorebirds 2, bottom of the fourth. Runner goes on the 1-0, and it's flared into shallow right center for a base hit. Around second, heading for third is Vargas. He'll make it there standing. And Mendez aboard at first with a base hit. Has the Mudcats in business here, first and third. Nobody out here to begin the bottom of the fourth. Brings up the DH, Jefferson Caro. Caro had an RBI single this last time up. The pitch takes a slider down and away for ball one. It's an RBI single that gave the Mudcats the lead back in the bottom of the second. Still lead by that run, 3-2 here in the fourth. Mendez, tall righty, 6'5", 250, the pitch. And Caro fouls it off the hands, backing out of play. 1-1. Mendez, no record, a 9.27 ERA. 22 1/3 innings, has struck out 23 and walked 31. A throw over to first and back in with a dive is Mendez. Last time that we saw Alejandro in a game was 10 days ago. He went two innings against Salem, allowing two runs, one earned, four walks, two strikeouts, two hits in two innings. Crossfire set. Here's the pitch. And it's hit back and out of play. 1-2. Mendez, fastball, slider, changeup, curveball. Fastball has a ton of life. First and third, nobody out, bottom four. The pitch, and it's fouled straight back again. Caro went up and out of the zone to get that one. So the Shorebirds bullpen will have to try to cover five, if not six, innings here tonight. Hopefully six for another Shorebirds win. 1-2. Caro out in front of a breaking ball, chops it foul, third base side. Count remains at 1-2. Middle infield at double play depth, infield back. Conceding the run for the out, the pitch, runner goes from first, and Mendez drills Caro in the shoulder. Mendez had him 1-2, but he hits him on the front arm. And the bases are loaded with nobody out for Oswell Leones. Leones, the three-hole hitter for the Mudcats. 0-for-2, reached on an error and scored back in the first. Infield back all the way around the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Shorebirds already trail 3-2 here in the fourth. The pitch. Leones takes a fastball, sinking down and away. One ball, one strike. Base is juiced for the Mudcats. The Shorebirds trying to take game five here today. Take a 3-2 series lead. The pitch. Leones takes a heater down and in on his back foot. Has to jackknife out of the way. And Mendez behind in the count, 2-1. Howfield straight away, wind blowing ever so slightly out towards left center. 2-1. Chopped foul down the first baseline. And Mendez sees the count even. Two balls and two strikes. And now time called. And home plate umpire Charlie Welling's going to get a new baseball out to Alejandro Mendez on the hill. Pace is juiced, nobody out, bottom four. 2-2 to Mendez, or Leones, rather, is chopped on the ground to first. Placencia Field spins and throws to second. Relay back to first in time for a 3-6-3 double play. Leones trips and falls over the first base bag. He's in a ton of pain as a run comes in to score, so it's 4-2. Carolina has the lead, but Leones, in foul territory down the first base line, is down in a heap, holding his arm. I think Placencia motioning that he thinks that Leones' arm hit him on the backside on his way through the bag. So Vargas scores on the play. Makes it a 4-2 game. Mendez goes to third, Caro out at second. Leones no credit for an RBI. As the trainer checks in on him, and Leones gets up without any help, and he'll walk it off to an ovation back to his dugout. Nicely turned by the Shorebirds, not to take anything away from Leones' injury here, but Placencia, not a first baseman by trade. 3-6-3 double play is the hardest in baseball to turn. And Placencia and the shortstop Ben Cosme made it look pretty easy. So it's now 4-2 Mudcats, bottom four. Man at third, that's Mendez. And the hitter is Hedbert Perez. He's 2-for-2. It's an RBI single, and he blasted a ball off the wall and right for a base hit his last time up. Left-handed hitter, the pitch home. Fastball down and away for ball one. 1-0 pitch. Off the end of the bat, it's dribbled foul by Perez, third base side, 1-1. One home, skipped in down in the dirt, and the count's 2-1. Mendez trying to limit the damage here in the fourth after loading the bases with nobody out. A run's come in for Carolina, now a man at third and two outs, with Perez, their cleanup man, to the plate. Open stands from the left side. Here's the pitch. Takes a fastball down and in. 95 from Mendez. And the count's 3-1. Three-one pitch on its way. And Mendez lifts it in the air out to left, not too deep. Craig comes in a couple of steps, actually. And the left fielder puts it away to retire Perez. And end the inning, Mendez loads the bases with nobody out and concedes just one. On to the fifth, it's now Carolina 4 and Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth here from Zebulon. It's the Mudcats now 4 and the Shorebirds 2. Sam Jelinek with you here on Saturday night from Zebulon, North Carolina. 9-1-2 due up for the Birds against Alexander Corneal, who has settled in after allowing 2 runs in the second. Since then, he's now actually retired 5 in a row. First man to face him here in the fifth is Aronson Placencia. Placencia struck out his first time up. The rock in the first pitch home. Placencia swings and misses through a fastball up at the zone. Strike one. Placencia now 0-4 here in the series. 0-1. Fastball just a tick off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Shorebirds with 5 hits off of Corneal. The pitch. Placencia tries to check his swing, appeal to first, and he went around for strike two. Mudcats also with 5 hits, but have taken advantage of 5 Shorebirds walks, as well as a crucial error. The pitch, Placencia swings and misses. High fastball sneaks by him for strike three in the first out here in the fifth. Third strike out of the game for Corneal, and 2 of them have come against Placencia. Lineup flips the top here, and Noelbert Romero digs in. It's 0-2 tonight. First pitch. Just off the inside corner with a breaking ball for ball one. Shorebirds being doubled up by the Mudcats here at the halfway point of the game. Top of the fifth, one out. Pitch. Romero fouls it back. One ball, one strike. Mudcats 4, Delmarva 2. Corneal the wind, and the righty deals home. And Romero takes. Fastball at the knees, outside corner. It's 1-2. Howfield straight away. Actually, Leona's in left, playing towards the corner of the pitch. This is down and in, and the count's even at 2. Strange defensive alignment. Leona's in left is playing very deep and closer to the corner than I've ever seen anybody play in left. 2-2. Romero off the hands, pops it up, backing out of play. Stays alive. Corneal right now at 72 pitches. Mudcats had to really dip deep into their bullpen last night. Used three different relievers to cover the final 5 1/3. Romero calls time and steps out. Readjusts the batting gloves. One out, nobody on. 2-2 again, and Romero tomahawks one out to deep left center, chasing Perez back onto the warning track. He's able to reel it in for the second out here in the fifth. Romero put a charge into that one, but Perez, a good read off the bat, was able to get back to deep center onto the warning track. And there's two away here in the fifth. Nobody on, two out for Elio Prado now, the Shorebirds' two-hole hitter. Center fielder today, the first pitch to him, he swings and fouls it back for strike one. It's now 7 in a row, retired by Corneal. Righty winds and fires, and Prado, late on the fastball, fouls it back. No balls, two strikes. O-2 pitch. Prado pops it up down the right field line. Right fielder Mendez makes his way in and puts it away in shallow right towards the line for the final out here in the fifth. Alexander Corneal, another 1-2-3 inning. He's retired now 8 in a row on to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home. It's the Mudcats 4 and the Shorebirds 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing, we'll look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Halfway home here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. It's the Carolina Mudcats 4 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 2. Shorebirds and Mudcats in game 5-6 here this week. Shorebirds trying to take a series lead. We'll need a late comeback to do it. Alejandro Mendez comes back out for the fifth after allowing a run in the fourth. His first pitch to Eduardo Garcia misses with a fastball for ball one. 5, 6, and 7. Two up for the Mudcats here in the bottom of the fifth. Mendez from the stretch with nobody on the pitch. And Garcia chops it on the ground towards the hole left side. The backhand, Ben Cosme has it. Fires to first, but it's not in time. Garcia able to beat it out then Cozme had to plant his feet and fire a shot to first. Couldn't get enough mustard on it to beat Garcia to the bag, who has himself a leadoff single. Runner at first and nobody out now for Albert Barris Ferrer, right-handed hitter. And the first pitch fastball to him misses up and away for ball one. Ferrer 0-2. He popped out to second his last time up. The pitch. He swings and hits a weak grounder to third. De Leon Fields goes to second for one. Relay to first, and not in time. Ferrer able to beat it out and avoid grounding into the 5-4-3 double play. Instead, just a 5-4 fielder's choice. Ferrer replaces Garcia over at first. That brings up Luis Silva, the first baseman. Silva, another right-handed batter, is 0-2. First pitch. He swings and fouls it back for strike one. Middle infield at double play depth. The pitch. Runner goes and is a weak chopper towards second. Romero was breaking towards the bag. Now cuts back to his left field to the grounder and throws to first to retire Silva for the second out. But with Ferrer running, the Mudcats stay out of the double play. Good job by Romero showing his agility there. Had to stop on a dime, cut back towards the right field line to make the play. Brings up the catcher, Jose Cibrian. It's 0-1. He walked back in the second. Alejandro Mendez trying to spin a scoreless fifth. The righty set and the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. And for whatever reason, Mendez looks far more comfortable out there on the mound than he has in quite some time. Obviously, when you've walked 30-plus batters on the season and struck out only 20, kind of story tells itself. Fastball misses down and away for ball two. But maybe Mendez making me eat my words here as he's down on Cibrian 2-0. But looks like he's got his control finally within the realm that would make him a very effective pitcher. 2-0 is chopped foul down the third baseline into the Mudcats bullpen. And the count's 2-1. Mudcats 4, Shorebirds 2, bottom of the fifth. And at second, two outs. Mendez a look to second, now the pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball three. Cibrian, a weak chopper towards third. De Leon in line with the bag, fields it in, fires across to retire Cibrian for the final out here in the fifth. Mendez works around the leadoff single, strands man at second, and we're on to the sixth. It's Carolina 4, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman in his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road to the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission
passion for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Five innings in the books here from Zebulon. It's the Carolina Mudcats 4 and the Shorebirds 2. Delmarva will need a late comeback here today if they want to take a series lead into the finale tomorrow. Remember, that is an earlier start than you're used to on Sunday. Shorebirds and Mudcats will tee off at 1 p.m. First pitch to Frederick Ben-Cosme from Alexander Corneal is a breaking ball up and away for ball one. Ben-Cosme 2-for-2, the pitch home. Breaking ball snaps onto the outside half. One ball, one strike. Third baseman Ferrer plays in as Ben-Cosme dropped down a bunt base, hit his last time up. The pitch. Ben-Cosme lines it the other way by the dive of Ferrer and down the left field line. Left fielder Leones cuts it off before the corner, but Ben-Cosme around first and into second standing with a leadoff double here in the sixth. It's almost like Ben-Cosme wrote his own script. Bunted his last time up. Ferrer was playing back then. So on this at-bat, Ferrer has to play in guarding against the bunt. And Ben-Cosme just lines it by him. Beautifully done. Ben-Cosme a three-hit game. Yet another multi-hit game for Freddie Basenock. The pitch to Christopher Cespedes is fouled back and out of play for a strike one. For Ben-Cosme, that is now his 12th multi-hit game of the season, his second this week. Cespedes, the cleanup man, represents the tying run here in the sixth. Corneal set, here's the pitch. And Cespedes hits it high in the air out to deep right. Mendez going back onto the warning track, he has room. Makes the catch, fires it back into second. Ben-Cosme tags from second and goes to third without a play. So a productive out from Cespedes, flies out to right, then Cosme goes to third, and that brings up Isaac De Leon. De Leon 1-for-2 in the game. Mudcats infield will play back here, conceding the run for the out. It's Mudcats 4, Shorebirds 2, top of the sixth. The pitch, fastball misses up and in, 1-0. De Leon, who had a multi-hit game yesterday, looking for another one here today. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball two, and this might be Corneal's last hitter. Mudcats have a righty ready to go out in the bullpen. He's actually stopped throwing at this point, so he's already ready to go. 2-0 on De Leon. Ben-Cosme at third, the pitch. And De Leon checks his swing, but the breaking ball's on the outside corner. 2-1. De Leon takes a fastball at the bottom of the zone. And the count's even at two. Shorebirds being doubled up for now, top of the sixth. Mudcats 4, Birds 2. And at third, one out. Corneal ready the pitch. And De Leon swings and misses through the fastball up and away. It's De Leon a look back to the home plate umpire, Charlie Welling. I think De Leon's still frustrated by the 2-0 pitch that was called a strike. And Corneal comes back after that 2-0 call to strike out De Leon for the second out here in the sixth. Corneal stays on at 87 pitches now to face Trenton Craig. First pitch. Craig takes a fastball off the outside corner for ball one. Craig doubled and scored back in the second. That was the fly ball where Perez and Mendez collided. out in the deep right center gap. The pitch. Craig fouls it straight back. 1-1. Craig goes up and out of the zone and fouls the fastball back. Now down the count, 1-2. Shorebirds trailing the Mudcats 4-2 here in the top of the sixth. Ben Cozman at third, two outs. Corneal ready. Here's his 1-2. And Craig takes a fastball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Corneal from the belt, the 2-2. And Craig, a high chopper to third, leaping back for it. Ferrer comes down with it, sets his feet, throws low to first, but it's picked out by Silva for the final out here in the sixth. Shorebirds strand the man at third. On to the bottom of the sixth, it's still Carolina 4, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Home half of the sixth here from Zebulon. It's the Carolina Mudcats 4 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 2. Alejandro Mendez stays on for the last of the sixth, out for his third inning of relief from the bullpen. He's allowed a run over two frames. A couple of hits, no strikeouts, a walk, a hit batter. Jeremy Vargas, the nine-hole hitter, leads it off for the Mudcats and fouls the first pitch back for strike one. Vargas, Mendez, and Caro here in the sixth. And as this part of the order, 0-1. Vargas swings and fouls it back. It's 0-2. This part of the order that got to Mendez in the fourth, loading the bases with nobody out. Mendez only conceded one run, though, thanks to a double play. Right on right matchup. Here's the 0-2. It swung on and flared down the left field line. That'll hook foul into the seats. And oh, nearly a nice grab by a fan. I'll cut him some slack because it was barehanded. But he had it in his hands, slipped right out. That popcorn will get you every time. The pitch. Fastball called strike three. Outside corner, Mendez 95 paints the black. And strikes out Vargas for the first out here in the sixth. The first time any Mudcats hitter has gone down on strikes so far tonight. De Los Santos didn't strike anybody out over three innings, and for Mendez, that's his first. Top of the order here, Henry Mendez digs in, and the first pitch fastball misses down and away for ball one. One oh pitch. Mendez, a high chopper back to the middle to his left. The shortstop, Ben Cozmake, loves on the third hop and throws to first to retire Mendez Two up, two down here in the sixth for Alejandro Mendez. Mendez on Mendez Cry. Brings up the DH, Jefferson Caro. Mendez hit him on the shoulder his last time up. It's perfect on the day, though, has reached base three different ways. First pitch fastball is on the outside corner for strike one. Caro has walked, had an RBI single, and has been hit by a pitch. Right-handed batter, the 0-1. He swings and drives one deep out to right. Cespedes going back onto the warning track. He's able to put it away as I choke on my spit. And the inning is over. Let's get to a break before I run out of breath. On to the seventh. The Shorebirds trail the Mudcats 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love today's your car. Is this real?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club of the district for Shorebird seniors 55 and up. Please take a supplement to 10 Wednesday Shorebird games, allowing seniors of Harborough, Utah, all the match in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebird hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care, the best care by the best people and the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh here from Zebulon, and thankfully my voice has returned. That could have been an interesting final three innings of this one, but hopefully it's interesting for all the right reasons as the Shorebirds trail the Mudcats 4-2. Maybe a Shorebirds comeback in the works. New arm on the mound for the Mudcats, Jason Pena, deals to Roberto Martinez, and his first pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Pena relieving Alexander Cornell on this tech net called the bullpen. Pena, the righty, deals home, and Martinez floats in the air out to shallow left center. Center fielder Perez over. He gets under it and puts it away for the first out here in the seventh. Cornell, a quality start, second this week for a Mudcats pitcher. Goes six innings, allows two runs on six hits, no walks, four strikeouts. And after the second inning, he ended up retiring eight in a row. The only base runner that came after the second inning was Frederick Bencozme twice. First pitch to Wilkin Grullion's, a big swing and a miss for strike one. And Cozme with three of the six hits tonight for the Shorebirds. Grullion, the eight-hole hitter, doing the catching. He's 0-2 tonight. Right-on-right matchup. Here's the 0-1. And Grullion foul tips it, held on to by Cibrian. It's 0-2. Pena with the Mudcats pitching his third game. He's 1-0 with a 1.50 ERA. Six innings, has allowed one run on two hits, four walks, and 10 strikeouts. The pitch, Grullion bounds it foul down the third base side into the Mudcats bullpen. 0-2. Pena pitched back on Wednesday morning. He threw three shutout innings to earn the win. Saw nine batters, retired all nine as the Mudcats won 1-0. 0-2 breaking ball misses just outside. And the count's a ball and two strikes. Shorebirds being doubled up by the Mudcats here in the seventh. It's Carolina 4, Delmarva 2. Grillion, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. And Grillion takes down the dirt. 2-2. Shorebirds scored twice in the second, and since then, just nothing. Like we said, Ben Cosme has been the only base runner since the second inning. A bunt single, and then a double in the sixth. 2-2. Grillion takes a breaking ball outside. Counts full. Pena, 6-1, 187, right-handed pitcher. High Black Sox works from the third base or first base side of the rubber. Stretch with nobody on. The 3-2. And Grillion swings the fastball and hits it in the air to center. Perez back a couple of steps, camps under it, and makes the catch with one hand for the second out here in the seventh.
The first baseman, Rasmus Plessen.
So two up, two down for Pena. He has now seen 11 Shorebirds hitters this week and retired all 11. Plasencia, the 9-hole hitter, is 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. Joel Benitez warming out in the Shorebirds bullpen. First pitch to Plasencia. Fastball misses outside for ball one. So it looks like Alejandro Mendez is probably done after 3 innings of very effective relief. Allows just one run. 1-0. Plasencia way late on the fastball. Swings and misses for strike one. Open stands from the right side. Plasencia rests the bat on his back shoulder. The pitch. He swings and floats it down the right field line towards the corner. Right fielder Mendez back and on the warning track. He puts it away as that ball kept on carrying. And Mendez able to reel it in for the final out here in the seventh. Another 1-2-3 inning for Jason Pena. On to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch. Shorebirds trail the Mudcats 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Hope you had a good stretch on to the bottom of the seventh. It's the Mudcats 4 and the Shorebirds 2. Joel Benitez takes over for Alejandro Mendez on this tech net call to the bullpen. And his first pitch fastball to Oswell Leones is on the inside corner for strike one. Leones, Perez, and Garcia here in the seventh to face Benitez. The 0-1. Leones swings and hits in the air towards left. Left fielder Craig coming in. Shallow, he puts it away for the first out here in the seventh. So one up, one down for Benitez, a good start for him. He's 3-0 in the season with an 850 ERA. 20 strikeouts, has walked 13. 6 feet two, 175 pounds, right-handed pitcher. First pitch home now to Hedbert Perez is a breaking ball down and in, and that got the home plate umpire, Charlie Welling. Limps out of the way, I think got him on his foot. He'll walk it out down the first baseline as his crewmate Jalen Goodman comes in to check on him. Hand delivers the baseball back out to Benitez, and Welling says he's okay. We've seen more than our fair share of umpires' injuries over the past 2 weeks, so thankfully Welling good to go. The 1-0 pitch, Perez takes a breaking ball in the dirt. It's 2-0. Benitez, fastball, slider, and changeup. Last time out was on the 8th against Salem. Through an inning and a third, scoreless baseball as Mendez unloads one foul out of play down the right field line. 2-1. Benitez didn't allow a run, a hit, struck out a man on July the 8th. Shorebirds walk-off victory after blowing a 4-run lead. The pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner, and the count's 2-2. One out, nobody on. Shorebirds trailing the Mudcats 4-2, bottom seven. And a 2-2 pitch to Hedbert Perez. He swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball. Benitez able to strike him out. Just the second strikeout recorded by Shorebirds pitching tonight. And there's two away here in the seventh. Brings up Eduardo Garcia. He's 1-for-2. Right-handed batting shortstop. And the first pitch fastball is up and away for ball one. 2 outs, nobody on for Garcia. He singled his last time up. Square stands from the right side. Benitez from the windup, first base side of the rubber, steps into it, the pitch. Swing and a miss, changeup down and in. Tied up Garcia in knots. 1-1. Benitez peeks in over his black mitt, now drops it, here's the pitch. Fastball misses up and away, 94 from Benitez. Good velocity, 2-1. Mudcats haven't scored since the fourth. It's when they loaded the bases with nobody out and scored on a double play. 2-1. Breaking ball sails high and tight. And it's 3-1 on Garcia. Shorebirds haven't scored since back in the second. Since then, the Mudcats, with a run in the bottom of the second and a run in the fourth, have taken a 4-2 lead. 3-1. Fouled back and over the netting into the seats. And counts full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the seventh. Benitez looking for a 1-2-3 frame. The payoff pitch is way inside with a breaking ball for ball four. Fifth walk issued by Shorebirds pitching here tonight. That allows Alperis Ferrer to hit here in the seventh. Man at first, two outs. Ferrer, first start since being activated off the IL earlier this week. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. Shorebirds being doubled up by the Mudcats, 4-2 here in the last of the seventh. Benitez from the belt, throws over to first, and Garcia back in with a dive. One and oh on Ferrer. Outfield straight away, infield straight up, the pitch. Ferrer swings and skies it out of play, first base side. 1-1. Light's starting to come on here from Five County Stadium. Cloud cover overhead. Things have gotten a little overcast, a little gloomy. As this week, we have really seen the weather turn on its heel a couple of different times. Obviously, pregame yesterday and prior to today's game as well, the pitch. Ferrer checks his swing. The pitch misses down and away. Peel out to second, and Goodman says he held up. So the count 2-1. hoping to avoid any more potential rain the rest of the weekend and going to the All-Star break without having to worry about anything. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Down with the breaking ball, down and away. Ferrer wanted to lay off but couldn't. And the count's 2-2. Mudcats 4, Shorebirds 2, last the 7th. And at first, 2 outs. Alberis Ferrer at the plate. Benitez from the belt, the pitch. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is swung on and missed for strike 3. Grullón, for some reason, unleashes a throw down to second. Final out of the inning recorded, though, on the strikeout, and that does it for the Mudcats here in the 7th. On to the 8th. Shorebirds still trail the Mudcats 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. MILB.TV and the Shorebirds audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds podcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. What plays your broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Not even sure why I have my own bumper music playing right now when Cascada is able to take us into the top of the 8th. Shorebirds throwing the Mudcats 4-2 here from Zebulon. Top of the order due up against Jason Pena, who has yet to allow a base runner this week. He's thrown 4 scoreless innings, retiring 12 in a row. Now, Albert Romero leads it off for the Shorebirds against Pena. Romero 0-3 here today. The pitch. Romero takes a breaking ball, a little high and tight, for ball 1. Shorebirds haven't scored since the 2nd, and since the 2nd inning, they've had just 2 base runners. Both times, it was Frederick Benkozme, the pitch. Romero swings and fouls it off the plate, strike 1. Shorebirds need wins in the final 2 games of this series to get their 2nd consecutive series win. 1-1. Romero foul tips it, held on to by Cibrian. 1-2. Obviously, the Shorebirds have only won 2 series this season, so they haven't had a chance to go back-to-back yet. And now time called. Romero steps out. Romero leading off the 8th. Elio Prado on deck. Pena, the reliever, set from the belt, the pitch. And Romero hits it in the air, down the right field line, shallow. Mendez racing in. He won't get there, has to play it on a hop. And Romero safe at first to begin the inning on a single to right. Wasn't hit too well in the wind right now. The flags blowing in from center help out Romero. Push the ball away from Mendez as his blooper falls in down the first base line. And the first base runner for the Shorebirds other than Frederick Benkozme since the 3rd inning. First pitch to Elio Prado. Fastball high for ball 1, and also the Shorebirds' first base runner against Jason Pena. So he had retired 12 in a row. Romero at first, a throw over, and he's back to the back standing. Shorebirds have certainly been playing a ton of close games of late. Last night, a relative exception. Even that had some tense moments. 1-0. Prado takes down and away. It squirts by Cibrian to the backstop. Romero up to second, takes a wide turn, but he'll hold on there. Sees that second on the wild pitch, and the count now 2-0 on Elio Prado. Pitch. Prado takes a breaking ball inside, and the count's 3-0, and the Shorebirds a pitch away from potentially putting the tying runs on base. Down 4-2, top of the eighth. Pena set just above the belt. Looks to second, now the pitch. And the breaking ball misses down and away for ball four. Pena didn't want any part of Prado there. Walks him on four pitches. Men at first and second, Prado the tying run at first, and now Frederick Bencosme, the go-ahead run, comes the plate. Bencosme 3-for-3 today. Two singles, a double his last time up. Third baseman Ferrer plays even with the bag, guarding against a bunt. Middle infield plays in the pull, the pitch. Bencosme swings, grounds it back up the middle. A sliding stop, Vargas to his right. Fields flips to second for one, and that's all the Mudcats get. Fine play by Jeremy Vargas, robbing Frederick Bencosme of his potential fourth hit of the game. Instead, he's at first. Romero goes to third. Prado forced out at second. And Christopher Cespedes comes to the plate. Cespedes 0-for-3 in this one. Represents the go-ahead run here on the top of the eighth. Shorebirds trail the Mudcats 4-2. Cespedes with prodigious power hit 12 home runs last season. First pitch. Cespedes takes just off the outside corner with a fastball. 1-0. Then Cosme, the tying run at first. 4-2 Mudcats, the pitch. And Cespedes takes a breaking ball on the front hip. Able to find the edge. 1-1. Cespedes has flied out three times today. Outfield plays deep. The 1-1. Cespedes takes on the outside corner at the knees. Fastball finds the zone. It's 1-2. Middle infield back playing for two. Corner. Right now, Ferrer at third, back of the bag. The pitch. And Cespedes fouls it back. Ball and two strikes.
Foul ball brought to you by Auto Body and Carry.
Cespedes taps the plate, takes his stance. First and third, one out, top eight. Here's the pitch. And Cespedes takes a breaking ball, called strike three on the inside corner. Cespedes flinched to get out of the way and never recovered. He's down looking for the second out here in the eighth. That brings up Isaac De Leon. Shorebird still with the tying run at first. De Leon the go-ahead run at the plate. 4-2 Mudcats top of the eighth. First pitch home. And De Leon takes a fastball down and away. Nearly got away from Cibrian. Athletic play to catch it on the backhand. 1-1, or 1-0, beg your pardon. De Leon open stance, hands held low. Here's the pitch. Bencosme runs. Fastball called strike. The throw to second on the bag, and Bencosme's thrown out. Brutal timing for the Shorebirds. Bencosme thrown out for the final out here on the top of the eighth. And Bencosme still down out at second, holding his hand. Shorebirds trainer Julio Ibarra goes out to check on him, and we'll see if Bencosme's okay. For now, we'll go to break. To the bottom of the eighth, it's still Carolina 4, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans.
You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Last half of the eighth. It's the Mudcats 4 and the Shorebirds 2. Delmarva squandering a great chance in the top of the eighth, first to get on. Tying run at first. Go ahead run at the plate for a couple of batters, but can't push anything across. So Joel Benitez comes back out for the bottom of the eighth, and his first pitch to Luis Silva is laced right at Elio Prado in center. And the center fielder puts it away just a step in for the first out here in the eighth. Benitez struck out two, walked a man in the seventh, scoreless frame. Faces the eight-hole hitter, Jose Cibrian here, the catcher, who just made a fantastic play, throwing out Frederick Benkozma to end the top of the eighth. The pitch. Breaking ball misses in the dirt for ball one. I appreciate the aggressiveness by Benkozma and the Shorebirds manager, Felipe Rojas Jr. 1-0. Fastball off the outside corner for ball two. Benkozma, if he steals second, he's the tying run in scoring position. But given how good Carolina is at throwing out base runners, it certainly was a gamble. 2-0. Cibrian takes a breaking ball in the dirt for ball three. Cibrian 0 for 2. He's walked and grounded out twice. Shorebirds down 4-2, last of the eighth. 3-0. And Cibrian takes a curveball. It floats in for strike one. Three-one pitch. Breaking ball laced foul into the seats. Left field side. And the count's 3-2. Three and two on Cibrian. One out, bottom eight. Benitez the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball misses high and tight for ball four. So after paddling back from 3-0 down, Benitez walks Cibrian, his second free pass that he's issued so far today.
That walk brought to you by Verizon Wireless. The second baseman, Jeremy Vargas.
Brings up the 9-0 hitter, Jeremy Vargas. Vargas 1-for-2. But has walked and singled and scored twice. The pitch. Checks his swing. Peel out to second and no swing. Says Jalen Goodman on a pitch outside. Middle infield at double play depth. Vargas, square stance, hands held low. The pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball two. And Benitez, after getting Silva on the first pitch of the frame, having some control issues here. Fell behind Silva 3-0, now 2-0, or fell behind Cibrian 3-0, now 2-0 on Vargas. Two-oh. Fastball is high for ball three. Take a look around the Birdland scoreboard. Right now the Orioles, bottom of the 10th against the Tampa Bay Rays. O's have a 4-3 lead in their last two runs, all accountable to Adley Rutschman. A pinch hit game-tying homer in the 8th, then a sack fly in the 10th to take the lead. The pitch, fastball in the outside corner for strike one. So right now, bottom 10, Rays have the automatic runner out at second. Nobody out, and Jorge Lopez out for his second inning trying to win it for the Orioles. The pitch swung on and rolled softly foul down the third baseline. 3-2. On the minor league side of Birdland, as that scoreboard has disappeared on me, give me 1 second, I swear. Bowie right now in a delay, and they've actually just been postponed against Akron. Runner goes on the 3-2. It's high and tight for ball four anyways. Sebrion would have had second stolen as he was off before Benitez even threw home. But back-to-back walks issued by Benitez. Second time today that the Shorebirds pitching staff has walked both the 8 and 9 hitters with one out in an inning. You just can't do that and expect to have a whole lot of success. Lineup flips the top for Hendry Mendez. He is 1-for-4, singled back in the 4th. Left-handed batter. Mudcats up 4-2, bottom 8. The pitch. Change up just off the outside corner for ball 1. So Bowie postponed against Akron. No word on when they'll make that one up. Norfolk and Worcester. Right now it's the WooSox 2. Tides 1, bottom of the 3rd. 1-0 is slapped deep in the air down the left field line towards the corner. That falls in just inside the line and then skips out of play over the sidewall for an automatic double. Sebrion scores from second. Vargas goes first to third, and Mendez with his second hit of the game. RBI double, and the Mudcats with some insurance now have a 5-2 lead. So now the DH, Jefferson Caro, strides the plate. And the Shorebirds infield is forced to come in, already down 3 runs. Caro, 1-for-2, an RBI single, has been hit by a pitch and walked. First delivery. Swung on and foul tipped at the plate off the catcher, Grullon. Strike one. Tides playing without star top prospect Gunnar Henderson. Gunnar right now playing the Futures game out at Dodger Stadium. Just had his first plate appearance. He walked against the Dodgers' Bobby Miller and then went first to third on a wild pitch before scoring. Oh, 1. Caro grounds it foul to the Mudcats dugout third base side. It's 0-2. Aberdeen playing a doubleheader against Jersey Shore. First game just wrapped up. Aberdeen taking a 6-0 win. 0-2. Fouled straight back. Game 2 will get underway shortly here. Ironbirds will be going up against Philly's top prospect, Andrew Painter. 0-2 on Caro, second and third, one out. Mudcats 5, Birds 2. The pitch. Breaking ball is hammered. Deep out to left, Craig going back, looks up, and has to play it on a hop off the wall. 2 runs coming to score. The throw goes into second, but Caro in standing with a 2-run double. And the Mudcats have busted it open here in the 8th. It's Carolina 7, Delmarva 2. Back-to-back doubles for Carolina. Caro with 3 RBIs in the game. Brings up the 3-hole hitter, Oswell Leones. Shorebirds bullpen had done a good job, hadn't given up a run since the 4th. But now the Mudcats busting this one open. Lead it 7-2 here in the 8th. First pitch to Leones. He swings and rifles one back of the middle and into center of base hit. Around third, here comes Caro to score. And Leones at first with an RBI single. Third straight run scoring hit for the Mudcats. And Carolina leads Delmarva 8-2. Life is better outside.
The 86-0 cleanup hitter, Edgar Perez.
Brings up Hedbert Perez, Mudcats cleanup man in this inning, unspooling very quickly on Joel Benitez. Nobody's even up out in the bullpen yet. He's just going to have to wear this one. Four runs in, the pitch to Perez. Fastball high for ball one. Angel Vargas is starting to loosen out in the Birds bullpen, and he'll be granted a little bit of time here by the Birds pitching coach Joe Hamacher as he walks on out to the mound. Gives us a chance to look at the Carolina League scoreboard. Not a whole lot to tell you about. Down East has already gone final against Columbia. It's a 5-2 win for the Down East Wood Ducks. Kannapolis and Salem in the top of the sixth. It's the Cannonballers 3 and the Red Sox 1. Fayetteville and Myrtle Beach, it's the Pelicans 3. Woodpeckers nothing in the bottom of the fifth. And then from Augusta, top of the fifth. Green Jackets 3, Fredericksburg nothing. Lynchburg trails Charleston 1-0. That's in the top of the fifth. So the meeting on the mound's over, and we'll see whether or not Benitez can get out of this frame on his own. Perez 2-for-4, two singles. Left-handed batter. Open stance. Benitez the set, the 1-0, and Perez pops it up behind home. He'll get back and out of play. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Perez takes a breaking ball down and in. Nice stop by the catcher, Grullon. And the count's 2-1. And Perez rips one just foul down the first base line. Would have been extra bases. Counts even at 2. Two and two on Perez. Benitez throws home, and Perez takes high for ball 3. Perez just gets a piece of it, ends up nicking the catcher, Grullon. He's okay, though. And the count remains at 3-2. It's Carolina 8, Delmarva 2. Here in the last of the eighth, Mudcats with four runs in the frame have broken this one open. Runner at first, one out. Benitez from the belt, the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Breaking ball goes straight by Grullon. Up to second goes the runner from first, Leones. Perez is out, though. Third strikeout out of the bullpen for Benitez. Stops a run of five straight hitters reaching base.
The shortstop, Eduardo Garcia.
Brings up the shortstop, Eduardo Garcia. Garcia 1-for-2, two walks and a base hit. Man out at second, two outs. Mudcats already up by 6. The pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for strike 1. Oh, 1. Breaking ball is down the dirt. One ball, one strike. This ball is belted deep left center. Prado gives it a cursory look, but that ball's off the light tower, over the wall in left center. Eduardo Garcia provides the exclamation point on a six-run eighth inning for the Mudcats. It's Carolina 10 and Delmarva 2 here in the eighth. Felipe Rojas Jr. makes the walk out to the mound. He'll relieve Joel Benitez of his duties after allowing 6 runs to score. Here in the eighth, Angel Vargas will try to get the final out here in the eighth. We have a TechNet call to the bullpen. It's Carolina 10, Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Still in the last of the eighth, it's now Carolina 10 and Delmarva 2. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Mudcats have blown this one open and forced the Shorebirds to the bullpen on this TechNet called the pen. Angel Vargas relieves Joel Benitez. 2 outs, nobody on here in the eighth. Benitez goes an inning and 2/3. Allows 6 runs on 4 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Vargas will try to pitch us to the ninth. The righty into his wind. His first pitch to Alberis Ferrer is chopped foul at the plate for strike one. Ferrer, the ninth man to hit here in the eighth. 4 hits in the inning for Carolina. Each one of them has scored a run. Here's the pitch. And Ferrer off the hands pops it up in a shallow right. First baseman Plasencia back and onto the outfield grass. He puts it away for the final out here in the eighth. But in the interim, Mudcats score 6 times to blow this one open. On to the ninth. Shorebirds need 8 to tie it, 9 to take the lead. It's Carolina 10 and Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Brought to you by the North Carolina Education Project.
On to the top of the ninth, Shorebirds in a steep hole. They trail the Carolina Mudcats 10-2. Sam Jelinek with you in a six-run eighth inning for the Mudcats, blowing this one open. So they hand the ball to Fernando Olguin to get the final three outs here tonight on this TechNet. Called the bullpen. He relieves Jason Pena, who goes two scoreless innings. Olguin, right-handed pitcher, into his wind. His first pitch to Isaac De Leon is on the outside corner for strike one. Olguin making his 11th appearance, his fifth out of the pen. It's 1-2 with a 5.30 ERA out of Tijuana, Mexico. 35 2/3 innings, has struck out 39 and walked 16. Full wind from the first base side. Here's the pitch. De Leon takes. Fastball in the inside corner. It's 0-2. Olguin just 5'9", 155. De Leon to the plate. 1-for-4, and the pitch is a breaking ball up and over his head. 1-2. Outfield straight away. Here's the pitch. And De Leon chops it foul. Mudcats dugout, third base side. It's 1-2. 10 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for the Mudcats. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Shorebirds. The pitch. De Leon out in front, swings and misses at a changeup. It's down on strikes for the first down here in the ninth. Brings up Trenton Craig. Trenton 1-for-3 with a double back in the second. One out, nobody on, top of the ninth. The pitch. Fastball off the outside corner for ball one. Shorebirds down 10-2, top nine. Here's the pitch. And Craig takes, again, off the outside corner. 2-0. Shorebirds will be back here in less than about 15-ish hours. So 1-1 is swung on and missed. Or 2-0 is swung on and missed, and it's 2-1. Series finale tomorrow. Birds will be hoping for a series split. The pitch. Fastball in the outside corner. It's 2-2. Otherwise, the Shorebirds will head into the break on a two-game losing streak. Don't want to take those vibes with you. 2-2. Craig rolls it foul down the third baseline. Able to stay alive. Count remains at 2-2. Two. 2-2 delivery. And Craig takes down the dirt. Counts full. Craig takes down and away for ball four. Olguin walks him here with one out. Top of the ninth. Shorebirds down 10-2.
The designated hitter, Roberto Martinez.
Brings up the DH, Roberto Martinez. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI double. Takes a first pitch breaking ball down and in for ball one. Martinez hits a worm burner right at the second baseman Vargas. Throws to second, one. Really the first in time. And that's the ball game. Martinez grounds into a 4-6-3 inning ending and game ending double play. Your final score here from Zebulon. It's the Carolina Mudcats 10 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 2. It was a close game in the beginning. The Shorebirds offense can't get anything going after 2 runs in the second, and the Mudcats end up scoring 8 unanswered en route to the victory. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with totals and a recap. Your final score one more time. It's the Carolina Mudcats 10 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 2. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Welcome back to Zebulon, North Carolina, here at Five County Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Zelnick here with you. Shorebirds, tough loss here on Saturday night. Looked like they had a couple of chances early, kept it close for a good while, but the offense just could never get the hit that they needed. And finally, the Mudcats took hold of some momentum and blasted this game open. Final score today, it's the Carolina Mudcats 10 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 2. Let's walk you through how this one happened. Juan de los Santos got the start for the Shorebirds, and he just was not at his sharpest today. He allowed two runs in the first inning, wasn't helped out by an error that scored the initial run. Edbert Perez then with an RBI single, scoring Oswald Leonis, who reached on that error. Made it 2-0 after one. Shorebirds tied it in the top of the second, though. Isaac De Leon, a leadoff single. Trenton Craig then doubled. A balk scored De Leon. Craig went to third, and then Roberto Martinez doubled home Craig to tie the game at two. And after that, the Shorebirds' offense went silent. Carolina took the lead immediately in the bottom half of the second. RBI single for Jefferson Caro. They added on one more in the fourth inning on a run-scoring double play. And the game held firm at 4-2 all the way until the eighth. Shorebirds put the first two on to begin the eighth. Had the tying run at the plate, or tying run at first, and the go-ahead run at the plate. But a fielder's choice, a strikeout, and then a caught stealing ended the threat. Mudcats responded in force with six runs in the bottom of the eighth. RBI double for Henry Mendez, Jefferson Caro, a two-run double, Oswald Leonis, an RBI single, and then Eduardo Garcia, the cherry on top, with a two-run homer to bring the final to 10-2. Final line score in this one for the Shorebirds, two runs, seven hits, one error, they strand five. Carolina, 10 runs, 10 hits, one error, they strand eight. Alexander Corniel picks up the win, or Corniel, beg your pardon, picks up the win for the Mudcats. He is now 5-7. Corniel goes six innings, allowing two runs on six hits, no walks, and four strikeouts. He is now 5-7. Juan de los Santos takes the loss. He falls to 2-8. De los goes three innings, allowing three runs, one earned, on three hits, four walks, and no strikeouts. No save required in this one. Started today's game 21 minutes late at 5:21. We finished at 7:43 for a time of game of 2 hours and 22 minutes, plus a 21-minute rain delay in front of 3,039 fans here on Saturday, July the 16th at Five County Stadium. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 28-57 on the season. They are 7-13 here in the second half, now 13-34 on the road, and they fail to win back-to-back games, and they'll have to win tomorrow to earn a series split. Carolina, they improved to 43-43, back to 500 on the season, 9-11 in the second half. They are now 27-17 here at home as well, and they have a chance to go for the series win tomorrow, having taken three out of the first five. To go ahead and get you Some scoreboard updates. First, the Carolina League down east with a 5-2 win over Columbia. Kannapolis right now has the lead over Salem 3-2. Fayetteville and Myrtle Beach, it's 3-1 Pelicans in the top of the seventh. Augusta and Fredericksburg, Green Jackets, a 5-0 lead over the Fred Nats in the bottom of the sixth. Charleston, a 1-0 lead over Lynchburg in the top of the sixth from Lynchburg. Birdland scores. Orioles right now in the bottom of the 11th against the Tampa Bay Rays. Ryan Mountcastle with a 2-run and 2-out single in the top of the 11th, giving the Orioles a 6-4 lead. CNL Perez is on for the bottom of the 11th, trying to pick up the save. There's one out and a man at second. Around the rest of Birdland, Aberdeen, a 6-0 shutout win over Jersey Shore. Dan Hammer with his third high A win. He's now 3-1 with a 3.32 ERA. Colin Burns with his fourth homer of the season as well. Game two of that doubleheader is coming up very shortly. Norfolk right now trails Worcester 3-1. That's in the bottom of the fourth from Harper Park. And Bowie, they were postponed against Akron. Those are all the scores from people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow, the series finale between the Birds and the Mudcats. Shorebirds will be going for the series split. 1 p.m. first pitch, Connor Grady is on the mound for the Shorebirds. He is 4-6 with a 6.05 ERA. Remember, he picked up the win back on Tuesday with a quality start. He goes up against Miguel Segura for the Mudcats. He is 2-2 with a 4.21 ERA. First pitch at 1 p.m. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 12:45. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And one final time, your final score. It's the Carolina Mudcats 10 and the Shorebirds 2. Shorebirds will have to win tomorrow to earn a series split. So until tomorrow, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.